Hi, this is Hugh Dunstan, and I'm a retired professor in life sciences from the University of Newcastle in Australia.
Hi, this is Tim Roberts, and I'm also a retired professor in life sciences from the University of Newcastle in Australia. We've worked together for over 30 years publishing research in fatigue and recovery.
We are here today to continue our journey of discovering the exciting new concept of high-demand amino acids, or HDAA.
Amino acids come from eating proteins because proteins are a string of beads of amino acids, and we break down those proteins into amino acids, but the storage of amino acids is quite an elaborate process. Hugh, can you explain how the body stores amino acids to make them available for use during exercise?
So if we were looking at fats, we would know that fats that we ingest can be stored in adipose tissue or fat tissue. There's no equivalent tissue in the body for storing amino acids. So what the body does is it takes in the amino acids through the proteins that's digested, and it makes its own proteins. Obviously, this is distributed all over the body, but the muscle proteins in particular represent a source of proteins that are broken down when amino acids are needed. So when you're exercising and the body needs to access amino acids to support the exercise, what happens is it switches on a process called the catabolic response, which involves breaking down the muscle proteins to release the amino acids that it needs. And it does this all the way through the day, so when on-demand requirements are needed, the muscles are broken down to release these amino acids for the body to utilise.
Yes, and when we think about proteins are a bit like cars. They've got a certain half-life. They last and then you get a new car. Proteins are continually being rebuilt. And so there's this demand throughout the 24-hour cycle for amino acids. And amino acids, if you're not getting them from your diet at that time, in the catabolic state, as you said, Hugh, we have to get them from the muscles. So just one point there, though. Why are amino acids lost during exercise?
So amino acids are used in multiple biochemical processes. There's the HDAA are what we call functional amino acids, and they have numerous roles in biochemical pathways. They're busy producing all sorts of things like neurotransmitters, and all sorts of other important biomolecules to support the activity. And they are also lost a lot in sweat. When you look at the composition of sweat, these HDAA are 10 to 15 times higher in concentration than the other amino acids. So they're being lost at disproportionately higher quantities in the sweat while you exercise. And the reason for this, we believe, is that they are used in these processes to resorb sodium and chloride. Sweat is produced in the sweat gland, and it travels along the sweat duct to the surface of the skin to release the fluid. And as it travels along the duct, the amino acids are literally pushed into the duct in a process to resorb the sodium and the chloride. So in this way, the amino acids are used to resorb sodium and chloride, which the body needs critically. The other aspect is that in similar processes in forming urine, the amino acids are used to help resorb the sodium in the kidney, and it's very important to have sufficient quantities of the amino acids for the body to perform at its best.
So you're saying really that there are two reasons of importance for these six amino acids, these six high demand amino acids. One reason is that in a 24-hour period, the body needs more of them to rebuild proteins than the other 14 amino acids. And secondly, the research in the lab has shown that these are lost in sweat and urine more than the others. So the high demand amino acids over a 24-hour period are really in high demand. That's exciting. So how can taking the high demand amino acids as a supplement help improve performance and recovery?
So I mentioned earlier that the body relies on the breakdown of muscle proteins to provide the amino acids on demand to support the various exercise processes. So if we can supply the HDAA during exercise and immediately after, then we're providing a source of these high-demand amino acids for the body to utilise and then therefore minimise the requirement to break down the muscle proteins. So the net result of this is that you have less turnover or less breakdown of the muscle proteins, which means that you then have less protein to rebuild in the muscles during the recovery phase. So by taking the HDAA during exercise, you can actually minimise the impact on your muscles, and you can, if you take the HDAA after exercise, then you can actually help speed up the process of recovery. And the key feature about taking HDAA is that they are rapidly absorbed, they don't need digestion, and they can be taken straight into the body to help where they are needed.
Well, what about the other amino acids, the BCAAs, the branch chain amino acids? We read about them everywhere. HDAA and BCAA. What's all that?
So the branch chain amino acids are a group of three amino acids that are essential. We have to take them in the diet. And indeed, there's been a lot of research to show that providing them as a supplement definitely helps maintain muscle mass and aids recovery. So with the HDAA, if we were to supplement people with the HDAA during exercise, you're going to be minimising the breakdown of muscle proteins. So the only reason that the BCAA are lost and need to be replenished is that it's a result of too much of a lot of muscle breakdown of proteins. And so this means that if you're taking the HDAA, you can actually also reduce the loss of the BCAA. So this is, if you like, going one step in front of the whole process, and you're actually minimising the loss of the branched chain amino acids.
Well, it sounds as though athletes can benefit from HDAA, but is it only high-performance athletes that can benefit from taking HDAA?
No, definitely. It's applicable to everybody. If you've been ill, for example, and you've had fevers and night sweats, then you're going to be losing a lot of the HDAA. We've also found in our research that if you look at the sweat from people who are just sitting still, but in a warm or hot controlled climate room, and they're sweating, the rate of loss of amino acids in this sedentary sweating process is much higher than if you're exercising. It's almost as if when you're exercising, it switches on processes to limit the losses so that you can sustain the exercise for a much longer period of time. But everyone is susceptible to HDAA losses, either through urine or through sweating, and just meeting their daily demands to support their activities.
Well, listeners, thanks for joining us today. I think the take-home message is utilisation of the HDAA, the high-demand amino acids, during normal daily activities are much higher than the other amino acids. It is important to replenish these amino acids in appropriate proportions to meet the daily requirement to support well-being. Look out for our next podcast where we explain why the body still needs supplementation with HDAAs when you are eating a well-balanced diet.
You can learn more about HDAA by typing HDAA nutrients into your search engine. Remember, HDAA for active humans.